Workers are putting the finishing touches on the $300 million facelift at Berlin Stadium for its biggest sporting event since the 1936 Olympic Games. 60,000 fans will see each match live, including the World Cup final. But even if fans can't get a ticket for the matches, all is not lost. Berlin, as with other German cities, is hosting a three-week-long football party. The government has set aside many viewing areas where supporters can gather to cheer on their teams. Other private enterprises will host fan parties for the duration of the championship, featuring live music from the countries of the competing teams. Bjorn Doring is one of the party organizers.
I mean, there are a lot of musicians who are big football fans and vice versa, so I think it's a good combination to have musicians and artists from the countries that play the World Cup, but also have some culture besides the music, some exhibitions that we have.
Of course, fans must be suitably attired, and Germany has just the T-shirt for you. Or if you can't find a shirt you like, then store manager Eva Prukop has other suggestions.
Well, we have glasses and sweet things, and then we have a lot of T-shirts and the mascot and backpacks and purses and bags for shopping. So I didn't even think that there are so many things in order to promote the World Cup.
Berlin is preparing for hundreds of thousands of visitors, and transportation planners say they are well prepared. From this center, the train, trolley and bus networks are monitored and controlled around the clock. Officials here say they can move up to 50,000 people an hour to the stadium. Hartmut Rübke, who heads the main control center, says visitors will get help navigating the system.
We have a lot of information in English, Spanish, French and German. And we have city volunteers at the stations who can explain how to get a ticket at the ticket machine, who knows the connections to the stadium or to the city events and so on. And we hope we have good information for the visitors in Berlin and the fans.
Berlin is football crazy. The city's old TV tower, now a restaurant, has been newly redecorated, becoming a soccer ball you can actually visit for a drink. For those with no head for heights, there's another just outside the historic Brandenburg Gate. And if fans want to delve into history while they're here, Berlin is a perfect place to learn about the old divisions of Europe. Memorabilia from the Soviet days of East Germany is still available. And Checkpoint Charlie, the most famous border crossing of the Berlin Wall, is a tourist attraction. Normal life for Berliners will certainly be put on hold, to the regret of some.
I would just observe it, and I would also see the games, but I will not be with the football every day.
It's something special. I'm not a regular football fan, so I don't watch soccer every week, but this is very special, and of course if it happens in Germany, it's something you have to take part.
I'm awaiting this and with all my colleagues and friends, and it will be party, barbecue, watching games all over the place.
Whether you're a football fan or not, the waiting will soon be over, and the fun or frustrations of the 2006 World Cup will begin. Catherine Drew for VOA News, Berlin.